Good morning, everybody. See Alan and Susan on Zoom this morning. We're here with Ann Price Bishop with Onward, the Kingfish Ministry at Auburn. So why don't you just start out and tell us just kind of what Onward is, bring everybody up to speed, and then we'll get to see what you're doing.
Okay, Onward, we're a discipleship ministry, and so we meet with believers and disciple them, or my favorite is we get to like reach out to students who aren't believers, and just share the gospel. Like there's one girl or a girl I wrote about in my update letter semester that I meet with who became a believer in college. And so we went through John last year, and then we're going through just some books of the Bible together, but her friends aren't believers, so we do a Bible study that's more an evangelistic one. So I feel like that's a good mix of kind of like what we do in like one scene, I guess.
How did Onward get started? Because a lot of people haven't heard of it yet.
It's new. My directors and boss, they worked for Campus Crusade. And then I don't exactly know, nothing happened. It was just the direction we were going. Just like with Greek life focus at Auburn was tending to be more smaller, and so they started Onward. But they still talked to the crew, whoever was over them. So I don't really know exactly how it started,
They
so
just
I
wanted
guess
to
just
kind
like
of structure it
spread.
a little bit. That's
Yeah.
okay. Is it something that they want to take to other campuses? Because it's right now it's just Auburn, right?
It's just at Auburn. They want to expand big, but they have mentioned expanding to like one other campus. But they said they do want to keep it small so they can, like, everyone can like know each other. So, but that's more, I guess, in the future.
How did you get involved with it?
I went to Crew just in college. But my sophomore year join, I went on a spring break trip and I just signed up. You sign up and you hope to get on. And I was the very last person to get on. I was on the wait list. I was like number 40. And people all sign up with their friends, and when their friends have been on, you just like start to drop. So we went on spring break. We came back, and COVID happened. But when I got back the next year, KK Payne, a girl that worked there, she was from Montgomery. She reached out and like asked me to join her small group. And so then I like figured out more what crew. Now that was the first year was Onward, what Onward was, and then I never left. But I want to keep coming.
That's
So.
awesome. So when you graduated, you decided to go on staff with them.
I did. A girl named Conley Sasser, she reached out and like she's who would meet with me in college when we were at our beach retreat, just like walking on the beach. She was like, "Have you ever thought about working for Onward?" And I was kind of shocked. I was like, "I have. I don't really know like how that works." And her husband is the like one of our bosses. She was like, "Well, I'm like asking you when you can work for us." So I was so excited. But that's how I like actually thought about it is because she asked me.
So their idea is to meet small, but within kind of starting with the Greek community, but it kind of gives you an opportunity to meet people that way.
Right. The vision's more relational ministry, and so it just divides up easier that way where we can like have a focus to reach out to girls we don't know through a house, but we also like we have a lot. I actually meet with a good bit of non-Greek students, just that I like hear through mutual friends, or I met one girl in a coffee shop. We were waiting in line for coffee. And like we like hang out, but we also have a guy named Andrew Tillman, and he's over our international and like non-Greek ministry. And so we're not specific to Greek, but it's just how we like focus to cover more.
So y'all do you have a ministry of internationals too? Okay, what does that look like?
It's really Andrew Tillman. He like carries the team on his back, I feel like. But we do a lot of international dinners. We'll do one a semester. So that was really fun. And our pastors from Japan came to Auburn a few like a month or so ago. Because Kim, he went to culinary school in Japan. He's a Korean pastor. So he cooked for everyone. So the international event we held this time was from it was like real authentic food from Pastor Kim. But we'll meet at the office. They'll eat, we'll get their numbers, and a lot of them will like come to church with us, or a lot do come to Onward and they have their own small group.
Oh, that's neat.
But we really invite them more like in our homes to have dinner. We're with students, we meet more at coffee shops and daily walks.
Oh, that's neat though, because that gives them an opportunity to see what's going on. You know, like I'm sure they love to come to people's houses. I've heard that, you know, from like Caroline Clark.
Right. I had a friend named Debbie. She moved to Texas last year, but she would come over and we'd watercolor because she loved art. She's very good, but we would watercolor and she would just tell me about, she was from somewhere in China. But she was from a house, or her mom goes to a house church there.
Oh, wow.
So she would tell me about that, which was cool.
That's so,
Yeah. But
that's great.
she's in Texas now. I miss her.
Well, so tell me, y'all have different things that go on throughout the year. I know y'all have a retreat in the summer, and then talk about Japan.
So we do have a lot. Second semester is our big takeoff. I feel like first semester we're a lot with students. We have our fall retreat, but right when we get back, we'll have Women's Dinner, which is a big, we rent out an event space and we just have dinner. And it's for all of the girls we know, just invite people from their class. We have a lot of giveaways, like a big gift card to a popular store downtown. So that's a big one that's in January. And then our boys one is a wild game dinner where they just smoke a ton, I think it's like 1,000 pounds of meat, something crazy. I mean, they are collect, Jacob's been collecting meat since before Thanksgiving. We just have all these freezers, they stick them in. So those are our two outreach events. And then we have Greek Classic and the spring break. We have a spring break. So we're going to Nicaragua and El Salvador.
Wow.
And then we have the summer trips, which is Greek Classic, which is how I got more plugged in too. It's our, we go to the beach, but it's really like a training time in the morning, and then it's like fellowship time in the afternoon where everyone's on the beach hanging out, and then we have like dinners at night. And the first week is breaking up into knowing God, and the second week is making Him known. So it's about personally knowing Him more, and then what it looks like to make Him known, like in your Greek house that is set up for like the work field when you get older. It's
That's
kind of
awesome.
like what it's training you for.
How
And in
many kids go to
Japan,
that?
I think we had like 87 last year, but they're doing, we're capping it back to 75, something like that, because of room space. And in Japan, a small team will go for 6 weeks, and we work with Bread of Life Church, and their church is really small. I think the Korean service had 20 people, and that was like amazing to them and Japan. They were just, all the churches are really small, and it's so that was like really humbling for me to go to a thriving church and it's tiny. And I was like, wow, like a lot of people just really don't know the Lord, so they don't have a lot of resources to reach out and like evangelize because they're like student in their church. So it's been fun. We'll go now and go to meet college students and bring them back. And we have like taco parties is what our pastor there says. So we'll do like taco parties, pizza at the church, and just getting them like in the building because they've loved it. And one of our Sato, one of the guys we met this summer, got baptized 2 days ago. Yeah,
Oh,
so that was exciting. He's in law school there,
in
but
Japan.
in Japan. He's from Tokyo, but he's in law school there.
So what is the connection? Did somebody, an onward, know somebody in Japan?
Yes, there's, I know the name Matt Chase. He worked, I believe, for Crew, and he lives in Japan
Oh,
now.
okay.
And so he was the connection to Bread of Life Church. So he lives like 1 hour or 2 hours from where we were at.
That's awesome. I bet they love hanging out with people their own
Oh,
age.
it's really fun. I'm
Well, good.
excited
How
for
many people
that.
are on staff now? No.
There's like 15 of us, I
Really?
think. There's a lot. It feels really small because we do so much together. We had our, before we left for the break, we had our like family Christmas, and everyone was there, and it felt, we said it felt like 5 people. But then when we did Dirty Santa, we numbered off. We were, realized there's a lot more of us than we remember. But
That's
it's a lot of
fantastic.
fun.
So there's how many are there? There's boys too, and they reach out to the fraternity.
The boys is set up the exact same. They all are divided. They all have different fraternities they reach out to. And we get names. We have pledge talks at the beginning of each semester where we, like, I'll go to the chapters I'm over, explain what Onward is. We pass out cards. And you give a little talk about just like how the Lord has changed your life. And then people fill out their information and like check a box that they are under where it's they're already walking with the Lord. They want to get more involved or more plugged into Onward, or they don't know the Lord and like want to talk more about what that looks like. And so they'll check them, and then we'll follow up with each person from the sorority. And that's really how we like get more into the ones we already like have a connection with, which is really fun.
Well, y'all ask more questions.
I love leads.
Right? Anybody have some questions for him, Brian?
Well, I think it continues with the exciting people you're going to be doing. You'll see us and go somewhere.
Yes, sir. I'm going to Dallas. I'm going to SMU. Yes, sir.
You know, think about Lucy and she's in all the talk.
Yeah.
How would you compare all with the all?
I would say from
the orbit of the South.
Yeah. Reading Lucy's updates, I would say it's a lot. She, I've been thinking about her, I feel like she's doing more, I'm trying to think how to word this, more respect for her, because I feel like it's harder. Because for me, Christianity or like knowing God is really popular. So it's kind of easy in Auburn, or it seems like it. It's kind of easy to find girls who want to like meet with you and they think it's fun. It's harder to like really figure out what their relationship with the Lord looks like. Where I think Lucy was saying that maybe less people are more interested. So she, I was trying to think of what her last letter said. But yeah, I feel like that would be the difference is the culture and like.
Absolutely. We need to get you on in prices.
It's excited that all the young people are involved in ministry. The world needs it. Our campuses need it. We all need it. But it's a discipleship ministry is vital to all of us. Mm-hmm. I was at all a few years ago. Your head and your It has changed a little bit since Christian influence there is probably greater now than it was back then, even though we all came from, you know, churches and activity on campus. I don't think so.
It does seem like Auburn has
a major impact. I agree with that. I guess we had the Baptist still in the community. Not that just have something there. But,
yeah. Something I do love about how you say a movement, which Bill, my boss, he like really presses, like Onward isn't your church. Like he says, if you leave being a part of Onward, like not knowing and loving God more, like we fail. And then he's like, if you leave not wanting to be a part of a local church now or after college, then like we haven't done our job either. Mm-hmm. I think that is really cool about working with students where it is cool to like, or for the people I'm around, there is definitely people where it's not cool. But as a culture as a whole, that it is more accepted and encouraged. Mm-hmm. That he says we measure in decades, not decisions. I think that's the phrase. So, like, right now, a lot of things can look good, but he was like, in 15 to 20 years, people you're meeting with, like, I want you to still be talking to them, and they have, like, godly families, or, like, mm-hmm. they're raising their families in the church. So that's been a fun mindset.
Yeah.
Like each coffee or each walk isn't like, oh, I want you to do it right now. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to do it right. I just like want you to know the Lord, like it'll follow after, and I want it not to change. So, like that's been a cool thing too. That would be like the same for Lucy, where it might look different in like how we hang out or what our conversations are, but like when looking, it's
right. It's just a different, and I mean Dallas is going to look different than Harvard, and it's going to look different than Auburn. You know, I think everybody comes with a different, you know, culture. Just what the kids are open to, I guess.
Right. I remember Lucy saying in her talk like this, and it stood out to me how she said, my goal is not to grow Onward or to grow RUF. My goal is to share Christ with these people. And I'm thinking, you've got 20 people or 10 at your large group. You need large to know group. Why are you But she's like, that's not my goal. You know, yeah. I remind myself, I have to remind, all of us have to remind ourselves that it's not to get people to Trinity Church. Our yeah. goal is mm-hmm. to share Christ with them so that they desire that. Then, you know, like yeah. you said, 15 years down the road, are they in the church? Are they walking with the Lord?
Yeah.
So that was that's a good reminder really, for me.
Yeah.
To, you know.
Yeah, it's a great
college. And these college campuses, our mission field in and of itself. That's what I love about that sweet girl student message. And this, all we hear is kids go to college and, you know, turn away from the faith. And,
yeah.
It's so encouraging.
It's really fun. You know, you'll see the variety of students you meet with. Like, names, I'll get some names who of just girls like going through really hard things and just reach out to walk with them. And it's like, they probably have no idea why we're walking, but like we keep walking and they'll probably, there's one girl I meet with right now. And I think we've been meeting all semester and it was before Christmas. She was like, why don't we hang out anymore? She's like, how did she get my name? I don't really know what you think. I'm not in college. I'm confused. She was like, why don't we keep hanging out? I was like, can't talk about but then you have students who you will like reach out and they're like, I just really need accountability, or like mm-hmm. I really want my friends to be in God's word more. So like that's how that Katie small group is. It's like she's really starting it, but I just am kind of making it easier where I just like can be the person there where they all will sit in the den mm-hmm. at the same time and open up the Bible. But when I leave, or there was one day I was sick and they still met and did it. So it's like, that's actually what I want to happen. And this is one story, but the Katie Junior small group that I just mentioned, they've been more of a challenge because they're all in different walks, like very drastic. So it's not like we're sitting there studying God's word and everyone's really understanding. A lot of them are confused, but they won't, they'll ask them any questions. But I gave them this from Desiring God, like this, I'll print out some articles because I love the articles. But there was one where it was talking about what it looks like to know God in seven different ways. So each day, read the scripture. So like this week, each day, go through each word, just read the scripture. But if it said, like, delight, it said Psalm 37, verse, like, 4. But I was like, read all of Psalm 37, but know that it's going to click for verse 4, what, like, this little detail is about. But all week, the girl I meet with said that their like roommates were writing different scripture on each other's menus, or like someone put a verse in the ding about what was matching what they were reading. So they were all doing it, which is cool to see that you don't have to be there for them to like start wanting to know God more. So that was really encouraging.
I'll only ask one more question.
You can ask me later.
Again, I'm excited about the young people. What point in, and I'm talking to both of y'all, your life did you come to Christ and realize that you wanted to be involved in ministry? And how did this church prove what impact did you have?
Let's do it. This church I feel actually plays like all of it in like my family and school, but I don't know, growing up, just the way that y'all poured into me, it's like I want to pour into someone else the same way. Like I feel really filled up just by like even being here today, and so it's like, oh, I don't, like I want someone else to feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But I was talking to Pastor Auburn of the church that I go to, and he was asking a similar question because he didn't grow up in a church that really just preached God's word, and he was like, how that affects your faith and you just knowing the Lord. And I was like, it was everything to me. I know that everyone's story can be different, but just like knowing God, or like seeing what it looks like to like faithfully serve him and family, or like talk about our church family all the time, and people are really amazed at how close this church is. But I feel like I just really got to see what it looks like to intentionally walk the Lord, and you see it by preaching and actions. So growing up and then going to college, like going to college is when I really like knew the Lord on my own. in like my relationship with my group, but then everything started to like match together where everything was making sense of like why y'all love me so well or what is so special about our churches. But like everyone's relationships is founded in Christ, like that's why it's different from anything else. But yeah, I'm definitely just thinking about how I've grown up hearing just straight truth has been something I'm like really thankful for because I didn't take advantage of that growing up, and it's more rare than I realized.
Mm.
So,
what about you, Nelson?
I feel like the same way. Like Trinity Church is being here since I was born. It's the sweetest thing to get to grow up in a church like this. And I feel like especially in the youth group with Kurt, getting to go to a place where you can have fun and be yourself and also get to learn so much truth of the gospel. I was telling Mom this other day. I was like, being under preaching that throughout high school and throughout college, that is straight truth is such a blessing. And I really didn't recognize it probably until like last year of college. I was like, I've really, like, the people who have taught me from the pulpit or the ministers I've been under have been teaching me so much truth. And it's not just like service truth, it's like making me like look at my heart and see what's really in there. And I feel like the youth group and then was such a special place, and then getting to go to college and having RUF and like feeling sort of the same as youth group is a little bit bigger, but just having someone like pour into me intentionally made me think like I want to be able to do that for someone else. Like having Mary Cam and having Caron Dean at Ole Miss has been so special for me. So I guess it was last year when I decided I wanted to get in ministry. And I was like, I just want to, I love what they did for me, and I want to be able to do that for other girls.
Well, thank you all for sharing. That is so encouraging. And I think us old folks, and I'm way too old, but to see that as a vision for our church, the impact we want to make what we pour into our young people. So,
thank you. You all have a huge impact. Yeah. Y'all are so encouraging to just, and like what a good life actually looks like good as in, if like the world can tell you so many things, but what actually good is just like, how you know the Lord and like where He has you and what that looks like. And it looks different for like everyone in the church, but how y'all love us all looks the same, which I feel like really stood out to me in college. So
it is encouraging, isn't it?
Thank you.
Young people keep me going.
Awesome. Yeah, we know you have a major life change after the first of the year. We can pray for that.
Yeah.
Getting married in February. So anyway, is there anything else? We can move to a time of prayer, but is there anything else that you'd like to add to your prayer?
I would love to add really everything we have in the spring. But Japan, just for me personally, Japan, because I feel like it hasn't gotten to me yet, but once we start playing, like, I get a little nervous for it, but it's exciting.
A few things to do before
that. But then, probably for one of my students named Erin, that's who I'm praying with, praying for over the break, she came to know the Lord in college the past year, but her family, like, really doesn't – she's from New York, so she's home up north right now, but her family just, like, very clearly doesn't get it, doesn't support it.
Mm.
She comes from, like, really hard home, so I'm so more sad for her.
Mm. So, yeah. It's just blessed to have you.
Oh.
All right. Is anybody on – I see a few people online have any questions. If not, then we can move to a time of prayer. Bubba, you want to open us and – time will close. Anybody who wants to pray,
Lord, we thank you for this morning, this time to be with these young ladies. I know we are focusing on Ann Price, but I thank you for Noah, and I thank you for our heart and what they're doing. So I pray that you would use them in a mighty way on these campuses. Auburn, I think, is a little different. I don't know where in Texas it'll be, but Lord, that they can share your love with these young people who so many of them are struggling, as we just heard about the one from New York who probably family doesn't know you, and just they're not used to seeing people love them and love them in the name of Christ. So encouraging for me just to hear this. I thank you for our church where we are, for the impact that Kurt might have made in the lives of a lot of young people. So this is a blessing to me. I've been here quite a few years. I didn't grow up here, but this has been such an encouragement to me, involved in a church that loves Jesus, teaches Jesus, and then sends people out to share that love. So I thank you for these discipleship ministries. They are so important, Lord. If I hadn't been discipled, I don't know where I would be, but it is such an encouragement to hear this. So I thank you for this time. I thank you for these young people. I thank you for the parents of them that have led them. So you would be with them. And be with Ann Price as she gets married in February and then heads out to Japan. So go before her, Lord. Let this be a good beginning of a ministry that, whether she is full-time, but she will be involved in the rest of her life. So I thank you for this time, and I pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Yeah, Father, Lord, we do thank you for AD and her ministry and Jacob as well. And we're just using them, and Lord, just ask that you would continue to pour into them so they can pour out into these young men and women at Auburn. And Lord, we pray for Aaron, Lord, especially this time of year, Lord, that you would fill her up, being with her family, and Lord, that her family would see a difference in her as well, and Lord, that they could feel her love for you and see that. Again, just pray for upcoming marriage and Lord, everything that goes along with that. And we just ask that you give them peace about everything over the next few months. Just thank you for your love for us and using advice and her love for you to reach others and establish it.
But Jesus, thank you for allowing us to come here this morning and learn more about Onward and Christ and her role there in her ministry at Auburn. Well, we just pray that you continue to provide her opportunities to pour into young girls at Auburn and to give them a foundation to as they finish up Auburn and move on, Lord, that they will continue to walk with you. We pray that you be with her and Jacob as they finish plans for their wedding and bless their time over the next few weeks, Lord. And then as they prepare to go to Japan, that you will pave the way and that the eyes across the teams for that trip, Lord, and give them a peace about go before them and plan that trip for them, Lord. We just thank you for Anne Price and for Miller and for Lucy and these sweet girls that are out in the world sharing the good news with others. We just pray you continue to protect them and bless them. Christ.
Father, I pray for all the campus ministries, Christian ministries that are involved in the colleges and universities. Father, I pray that you would especially bless them, and that the students there would come to realize that they need more than just an education, that they need you, and to know your incredible. Father, we pray that you would especially stir their hearts and their minds so that they would come to know you and to love you. We pray for these leaders in these campuses we pray that you would especially bless these ministries. Your sons and we pray.
Dear Lord, thank you for Anne Price and this time that
We get to hear about her ministry with Onward and with the students at Auburn. Thank you for her willingness to share your word with so many students. I thank you for using her to build your kingdom, Lord. I pray that this time will be just as encouraging to her as it has been to us, Lord. Thank you that there are so many people at Auburn who need to hear your word, and thank you for using Anne Price for that. Thank you for her loving and caring spirit, and thank you that you are working through her to reach those around her, Lord. We pray for her and Jacob as they're getting ready for the wedding, and then Japan, Lord, in the summer. I pray that you'll prepare their hearts for each one of those things, Lord. Thank you for your love, and I really wish for him.
Thank you. Even for the example that he invites for the girls in the church. For Mila and for the others that are younger than she is, watched her grow up and to see what it looks like to walk with you on a day-to-day basis, Lord. And now she's on a college campus doing that and has been for the last 6 years or 5 years, Lord. She's been in school and now she's a leader. We just pray for your spirit to just move through her and on that campus for the girls that she meets with, the air in the world right now, that her parents would want to know what has changed about her. And that you would just draw her closer to you and begin to draw her family to yourself.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we give our praise to you as a sovereign and mighty God. We are grateful for your blessings. We're grateful for this time of year in which we celebrate the birth of Christ, even as we look forward to his return as the mighty and victorious King that he is. We're grateful for this gospel message that he came as an infant and yet gave his life as a sacrifice that we could be reconciled to you, that we could be instruments in your hands for reconciling, bringing others to reconciliation. Father, I thank you for this ministry, for Onward, and for the way, I guess the niche in which you place this ministry on campus at Auburn, for the lives that are being changed through this, even as you use it to build your church in the future with preparing these students to become members of the church. We pray that you continue to bless that. Thank you for the leadership. Thank you for each person. Thank you for Anne Price to be a part of this. And we just look forward to the continued work of this ministry. Prepare those that will go to Japan. And we always hear of what hard hearts, hard ground that is in Japan, perhaps one of the toughest places in the world. And yet, again, you are sovereign. And we know that the people there need the gospel just as much as anywhere else. And pray that you would even now be preparing hearts of Japanese people, that these students will, and this ministry team will be able to help advance the work of that church there as they go. Thank you for the way you've drawn Ann Price and Miller and Lucy and others that we know from this church into ministry. And we pray that that would continue. We pray that you would continue to work among our hearts here at Trinity Church, and that we would, that the gospel would be on our lips, and that we would be bold in sharing that and to the people around us here in this city. Father, we thank you again for this time. We thank you for the work of your spirit in our lives. And help us, use us for the sake of your kingdom. In all these things we ask in Christ's name.
Amen.